Let not our eyes be blinded to see the goodness of God in our lives all through this year. Amidst all the times we have complained and grumbled and murmured and just gone away, He's been faithful. He's watched over us. A night of thankfulness today. The last fellowship of this year, Friday, that is offered to the Lord in thanksgiving from all our hearts for all that He's done over this year. I will sing of the mercies of God. I will sing. Singing on the mercies of God. Once God spoke, twice I heard, that power belongs to Him and mercy belongs to Him. Psalm 62 and 11.
Sing on the mercies of the Lord.
Give me strength to make me grow. tonight.
Come, Holy Spirit.
Pour afresh, my Lord, on me.
Fall afresh on me.
Let the liquid life power tonight be a husband for you, Lord.
Fill me with your power.
Satisfy my need in you.
Satisfy my need.
Only you can make me whole.
Only you can make me whole.
Give me strength to make me grow.
Give me strength to make me grow.
We want to thank you
for keeping us in your vision. Thank you, Lord, for this year where you have been showing that you are true to your word. That none of us would have trust in you has ever been put to shame. When there were troubles around, when there were trials through which we went, when we went through the storm, we thank you that you kept us. We thank you for your right hand that is upon our lives this night. Teach us to lean on you. Teach us to give all to you. Teach us to place ourselves into your hands, knowing that you love us. Tonight I pray that even as your people are in your blood, in this place, that their understanding might be opened to know the hope of their calling, to know the inheritance that they have among the saints, and the great power that is available for them, the power that you exercised in your Son Jesus when you raised him from the dead. What no eye has seen and what no ear has heard, that you have kept for your children. And these times you will reveal it by your Spirit. We promise you the good. In Jesus' name. Amen. Let's just be comfortable wherever we are. Just be with the Lord for some time, just by yourself. Don't be distracted, just by yourself. Amen. Our Emilio is a very sweet person.
Hallelujah.
He's in charge of travel ministry. So faithfully does it every time for all the crusades. He's in charge. He makes sure that the tickets are ready, that he's taken care of. Wonderful. Hallelujah. Shall we just close our eyes so we can pray before we come to the word? Oh, Holy Spirit, we want to thank you for your presence in this place. We want to thank you for your freedom. We want to thank you for your love and grace upon our lives. Tonight as we come before you, we thank you that you have a plan over our lives. We thank you for this past year where you have kept us. We thank you, Lord, that you opened the door of blessing for our future. We thank you that our lives are in you. Tonight we pray that you will give us further clarity in our lives. And you will anoint us, Lord, that we might be yours and yours alone. There is nothing else that we desire. There is nothing else that we need, Lord, but to walk in your word, to walk in your presence. So anoint us afresh this night. Every vessel in this place, I pray that the power of your glory will move upon this place tonight. The power of your resurrection will come upon our lives tonight.
Amen.
That you will turn the carnal into spiritual.
Amen.
You will make the natural into supernatural. You will anoint your people with fresh power, with fresh glory, with fresh grace. Your word declares from your fullness we have received grace upon grace. Grace upon grace. Kripa ki mel kripa vyaprikkunnathu. Hallelujah. Ee raathrikala angade chaithanyam mulakkanam endu prarthikkunnu. Angade kripa vyaprikkanam endu prarthikkunnu. Oh, let your glory move upon our lives.
Amen.
Let the power of your glory move upon our lives.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. You are God, there is a greatness that is coming down upon people who are hungry.
Oh, hallelujah!
There is a heavenly door that is visiting you.
Amen.
If you will open your heart,
amen,
you will receive the power of glory.
Receive
hallelujah!
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 Hallelujah! two or three and gathered in my name, said Jesus. And we stood right there. Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. One of us can put thousands to flight, and two of us can put 10,000 to flight. All of us together in the name of our Lord. I scout the promise that the gates of hell shall not prevail.
Amen.
The gates of hell shall not prevail against you. The gates of hell shall not prevail against you. The gates of hell shall not prevail against you. I release every captive in this place from their captivity. I lose everyone from their bonds. I remove every chain around their life. I release them from their captivity. I release their lives, their finances, every area of their lives, their minds, their bodies, their sexualities, their finances, their relationships, their future. I release it in the name of the Lord. Until you right now, be free, be touched by the glory of God. Now, receive from God now. Oh, receive from God now. Oh, hallelujah. Receive, my brother, receive, my sister. Look to the Lord and receive. Look to the Lord and receive. Look to the Lord and receive.
Jesus name. I release protection upon my life.
in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Oh, Rabba, just praise God and glorify.
Spend another minute of your life in that bondage. You hate your
yourself for every act of sin that you do in your life and you're feeling miserable. Today the Lord wants to set you free. He wants to wish it to you tonight, huh? God wants to be broken from your life. As you worship Jesus, look to Him.
Glorify Thy name.
what you've done. We thank you that through the witness of your Holy Spirit we know that we have been free. We have been blessed. And that we are highs of God and co-highs with Christ. Let every life that is walking to this place today never go back the same way. Into this new year, Lord, we thank you that you will move us. Greater hunger and thirst. Greater zeal to follow you and run after you. My people who know me shall do great exploits as your word. We thank you. The year coming shall be a year of great exploits. Where the power of your glory will rest upon your children. And people will witness the kingdom glory moving through. Oh, out of the barren shall flow rivers. Out of the barren shall flow rivers. Out of the wasteland shall come forth the flame of glory. Jesus, we thank you. We thank you. We give you all the glory and all the honor. I want you to keep your hand upon your head, your hand upon your head or upon your forehead, and say, my mind is released from the law of sin and death, and I am going to move in the law of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. The covering is removed. The darkness is departed. I will walk in the light of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let's sit down and have this.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I know it's really hard in this place for so many of us sweating, but hallelujah to the Lamb of God. The Lord has done something.
Amen.
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 Some of us might not realize what the Lord has done. Hallelujah. You will realize it when you see it happening for you. Next year shall be a year of great exploits.
Hallelujah.
People will do great exploits in the kingdom of God. There shall be a greater hunger and thirst for the kingdom glory of Jesus. Hallelujah. The devil has been blinding the minds of some people here, saying that you're going to fail, you're going to stumble, you're going to be a failure. But God says forth that you will be a success.
Amen.
You will be a conqueror. More than a conqueror.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He's going to move you forward.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Next year is going to be a time when, just like you remember in Psalms 23, I'm just going to chat with you for some time and then we're going to just close the meeting. Psalms 23 says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. Amen.
Amen.
Remember those still waters? When Caleb was giving the inheritance of God, of the promised land unto the people, when he was dividing the land to his... When Joshua and Caleb, you remember, the Bible says in Judges chapter 1 verse 15, this is prophetic, Judges chapter 1 and verse 15, where the word of God says that when he was dividing the land, he gave a land to his daughter. And this is what scripture says, the book of Judges, the first chapter and verse 15. It says that, read from verse 12 onwards. It says, then Caleb said, he who attacks Kirjath-Sabar and takes it to him, I will give my daughter Aksha as wife. And then the 14th verse, what do you wish? The Caleb is asking her, and she says to him, give me a blessing. Lift your hand and say, give me a blessing, Lord.
Give me a blessing.
Since you have given me land in the south, that means, since he's given you salvation, this land is prophetic of the inheritance that you have in the kingdom of God. Since you have given me land in the south, give me also springs of water. Say springs of water.
Springs of water.
Springs of water.
Springs of water.
Remember, when you ask God for springs of water, He gives you. Then Caleb gave her the upper springs and the lower springs.
Hallelujah.
Upper springs and say lower springs.
Upper springs and lower springs.
Upper springs and lower springs.
Upper springs and lower springs.
You ask for a spring of water, God will give you a double portion. Amen. Amen. Aren't you glad? Not only are you an inheritor of the kingdom of God, but He's going to give you the upper springs and the lower springs, and the glory of God is going to move through you.
Amen. Amen.
Next year is going to be a year of great exploits for God. Great exploits for God. Daniel 11 verse 32 says, people who know me shall do great exploits. Say great exploits.
Great exploits.
Because I know the Lord.
Because I know the Lord.
I shall do.
I shall do.
Great exploits.
Great exploits.
In His name.
In His name.
Amen.
Amen.
The year that is coming. This year we had some unbelievable food from God. This year we had so much of the glory. Especially I was just looking through the last 6 months of this year, where the in every area of the ministry there has been an enlargement, there has been a fruitfulness. Every field where you expect least, God does maximum. Everywhere you think there's just tiny drop, God is doing much more. Every time you thought, you're gonna boom, come to a dead end, God has just opened a new way and released you. Are you with me? This year, the last 6 months, especially the last couple of months, I've been receiving even May. Even the May has been so much than any other 8 years of my ministry life. People ask me about Jesus and people whom we do not know even. Even some of the emails that we get on our websites are mail that come from countries we do not know. People whom we do not know. We have never ever reached out. But they have heard that the Lord is doing something here in Kerala. Hallelujah. God is anointing and raising up for Himself an army.
Amen.
In these last times, He's moving up an army and people know it. Are you with me?
Amen.
Just like Cornelius' house was prepared by the Spirit of God and Peter was prepared forth too. God is preparing places of ministry in different places of the world. 102 nations, the God's glory is moving forth and preparing places for ministry. Hallelujah, and He's preparing your life to go there.
Amen.
Amen. Can you imagine that? Not our work at all. Entirely the work of the Lord. He's doing it up. We are going to come into a time of moving in the upper springs, the lower springs of God's glory. Do you remember John 4 and verse 14? Well, what else shall I give you shall be well of. Look at John 4 and verse 14. Where Jesus said to the Samaritan woman. John 4, verse 14. But whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him will never thirst. Say, I will never thirst.
I will never thirst.
I mean, she was a woman with five husbands, and the one that she was living with was not a husband. She was caught in the deeds of the flesh. Because she was thirsting for something, because she was empty. Are you with me? But by the time the Lord's promise came, the Lord is saying, the water that I give you, when you partake of the lower springs and the upper springs, my brother, my sister, you will never thirst for anything of the flesh again. Look at someone and say, you're not going to thirst for the world again.
I'm not going to thirst for the world again.
I'm going to thirst for Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
But whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him, will never thirst, but the water that I shall give him will become in him. Say, in him.
In him.
A fountain of water springing up into everlasting life. There is a work of the Holy Spirit in you. Unto everlasting life. Into John chapter 7 and verse 37. We know the scripture, but let me highlight it again. On the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, if anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. So in him there is a spring of water, and out of him there is the river that is coming out. Are you with me?
Amen.
In you, only a spring is needed for your fellowship with God. That is enough for you to move in the glory. But the exploit shall be done by the river that is flowing out of you. Are you with me? The river that will flow out of you will be the river that will go and do great exploits for the kingdom of God. Amen. Psalms 46 and verse 5 says, David is saying, there is a river whose streams make glad the city of God. We are the city of God, Zion. Hallelujah. And there is a river that is flowing that will make glad the city of God. What Ezekiel saw in a vision, you and me are going to experience it.
Amen.
Can you imagine that? Ezekiel, Isaiah, all of them are just visions. That from Ezekiel 47, that from the temple glory moving up, the waters moving up, But you and me are not going to have a vision. You and me are going to actually move in the glory of the resurrected Lord. What there is a vision, you're going to have as an experience. Can you imagine that? Ezekiel was so excited about the whole thing, he wrote it. Well, how much more excitement is going to come into your life when you experience it? Lower springs and upper springs. You remember Ezekiel 47? Remember one thing. In Ezekiel 47 it says, first, the word, annually, water that was flowing from the temple. Then, the angel of God moved about 1,000 cubits, and then there was water till knees. Then he moved again 1,000 cubits up to waist. Then moved 1,000 cubits, and then there was a river that was flowing through. I mean, there is not only till the waist, but he moves in that final 1,000 cubits and he cannot, he's bubbling, blah 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 blah. The glory is moving through.
Amen.
Are you with me? If you will look at those scriptures, this is very important. There are 3,000 cubits move to receive that fullness. By the time the third one came about, he was in deep waters of God's glory. It is prophetic of the fact that in 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 8 it says, 1,000 years is like one day. 1,000 years in the eyes of the Lord is like one day. So what I'm saying is coming in 2001, 2 days are finished, and you and me are going to move in the third day. Yay. Are you with me?
Amen.
You're going to have some glory moving through. But wait for the fulfillment of this prophecy on to January 31st night. Because there is a baby that is leaping within me. I'm scared to stand in this pulpit for too long because I'm scared the baby is going to come out. This is not this baby. I'm really scared. I was asking the Lord, what is the message for 2001? What is the message for the ministry? What is the message for the body of Christ into 2001? And God spoke to my spirit so strongly that I was so excited. And I couldn't just keep the baby inside. I wanted to let out the baby. I'm praying it won't be premature. So I said to him, well, today you preach. I won't preach. I just lead the worship and pray. But I won't preach because I'm scared to stand on the pulpit because I'm scared the baby will come out. Because I wanted to come out on the 31st night. Right on time. Are you with me?
Yeah.
Right. I'm getting excited. Hallelujah. That's the glory. Lower spring and upper spring. We're going to move into those times. This is prophetically God's word. All that you need to do is release your faith. You remember? Remember, the only thing to move into a promise or into a blessing is to release your faith. I pray that you will understand this in the spirit. When the people of Israel, otherwise you might just miss what God wants to give you. Let me explain it. You remember, the people of Israel traveling from Egypt to the promised land, they came to the edge of the promised land. They go see the land. 12 of them. 10 of them they come. And they say, the land is too tough, we don't want to go in there right now. And they decide to turn back and go to Egypt. God rebukes them. Joshua and Caleb said, we want to go in and bite their foot there. The next day, those 10 of them who had said we won't go in, they said, let us go in. God said, it's too late. Now you wander about for 38 years before you get in there. There are some of you, when a prophetic message is given forth, you will not release your faith. You can move into that glory just right there and then.
Hallelujah.
It's not never tomorrow. That is why, in Psalms 94 it says, today if you will hear the voice of God, do not harden your hearts. Are you with me? Today when you hear the voice of God, do not harden your heart. Now, when you hear the voice of God, which person of the Trinity is speaking to you? When you read Hebrews chapter 3 and 7 and 8, it's speaking the same passage. The Holy Spirit says, today if you will hear the voice of the Lord, do not harden your heart. Are you with me? The Holy Spirit who's kept for you the inheritance and the lower springs and the upper springs and wants to move you into that. And he said, you don't harden your heart. That is why in 2 Corinthians 6, 1 and 2 it says, today is the day of salvation. Now is the time. Acceptable time. Are you with me? Now is the time to move into any promise. What happens? How the devil steals away a man or a woman from moving into a prophetic revelation and experience of that glory is by one word of unbelief, and then they will think over it for a couple of days and they think, tomorrow I will move in the way. And then they walk about for 3-4 weeks and then again they come back. Let me tell this to you. Today is the day.
Amen.
Well, upper springs and the lower springs are being opened for you.
Hallelujah.
Believe it.
Amen.
Move into it.
Amen.
And say, I will see.
Now,
come on. Say, now. Say, now.
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 Now. 31st night, we're going to have from 8 o'clock in the evening. So what one, it might go longer as the Spirit of God leads us. At Avenue Center. How many of you will be there? 31st night. Avenue Center. We wanted to start, I think it's the first floor. The bottom floor, it is, they are not giving to anyone. It's empty, but they are not giving to us either. Because there is some program under the first morning and they don't want to give it to someone on the 31st night. So, we are having the first floor. And the entire place just belongs to the Lord's glory that night.
Amen.
The presence of God is going to come down upon that place. Hallelujah. And the glory is going to be manifested. Even people outside who are coming in front of our parties are going to walk through that place and see the glory.
Hallelujah.
The glory is coming. Are you there?
Amen.
Amen. 31st night. 31st night at 8 o'clock at Avenue Center. In the morning we have the two services like usual. 9 o'clock to 11 and 11:32. That is 3 weeks. I hope it will go, it is good later 8 o'clock. We're gonna have both the services. Amen? So come hungry, especially when you come for the second service at 11:30. Please make sure that you come right on time because I might start off with the word. Are you with me? I might just start off with the word. Because what happens in the first session, there's an anointing comes upon me to preach. Son of the anointing comes down and I start preaching. And then I'm in a flow of the preaching manual. And on the second service, if I get into again worship and then again take it to the word, I have to again get back into it. I have to ask God to release again the indwelling presence out and move through. So what I do, what I want to do is the second service, if you're really hungry, we'll have one in the beginning and one towards the end. Two messages. But what we're going to do is start with the message and end with the message. We're going to have worship in between. Amen. But be there for the second service on time. The first service also be there. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. What you experience in the second service in 3 hours, God gives you 2 hours to
develop.
But what happens is it's not the amount of time that we spend. Are you with me? It's the amount of faith that you release to receive. A person can spend 3 hours in the presence of God and not release his faith at all. A man can spend 10 minutes in the presence of God and he can release his faith on the scene. Have you seen that? Some people, they ask for forgiveness from God. They say, please Lord, forgive me for what I did. Please forgive me, Lord, forgive me, forgive me. They will pray for 3 hours, but they won't take it 1 minute to say, Lord, I receive your forgiveness. Thank you. Hallelujah. Glory to you. Some people, spend long time, but they don't just move in by faith. That's why the biggest word said, instead of spending the whole night screaming, I'd rather have 1 minute faith. See the miracle power of God. What happens if you have 3 hours of solid faith? That's what I want to move the ministry into. Amen? I pray the Holy Spirit will do it. 3 hours of God's glory moving in through everybody, released in faith, so strong in faith. Remember, the key to move in the glory, to move in the lower spring and upper spring, and to move in the resurrection power of the Lord, and to do great exploits for God, is one, it's your faith. Two, it is the very mindset that you want the Holy Spirit to change it for you. Where people, they want to just settle down somewhere. Settle down somewhere. That's when Deuteronomy chapter 1 verse 2 it says, you have been on this mountain too long, God is saying. Move on from here. People want to settle down somewhere. They come for prayer, they just want to settle down. You've already come prepared. You want to receive a blessing, and sometimes you pray and say, why don't I move into that blessing? If you get that blessing, you will sit down there. So God says, as long as he's seeking, he's moving. Are you with me? Yesterday evening, I was sharing with some of them the revelations that God gave to Abraham on the fatherhood of God that he gave to Abraham. The only reason he gave the revelation was because Abraham understood one thing. Hebrews 11, he says, he counted himself as a pilgrim here on earth, as a stranger. He was the richest man, but he never settled down anywhere. He never built a house and said, I settle down here. He said, I'm looking for the heavenly city that is prepared for me by the Lord. The minute you want to settle down, I always want to be on the move. Have you seen that? Even while I'm preaching, I move about. Even while I'm worshipping, I move about. Even my personal prayer time, I pray like this. I close the door, I walk around. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. I jump around, I roll, I laugh in the spirit. I say scriptures out loud, and all that. Grow in the spirit. I always want to be on the move. Are you with me? You want to be on the move? That's the key to walking in the glory and doing the way God is doing. Be on the move. Never get settled down anywhere. Don't just get settled down with your healing and stay there. Some people just want to be forgiven, have assurance of salvation, and then settle down comfortably and say, oh, praise God, one of these days is coming in great, Lord, he will take me. Till then, I'm just rooted here, seated with you. I don't want that. We have to be moving. Say moving.
Moving.
Moving in the glory of God.
Moving.
Amen.
Amen.
That's the promise. Remember Sunday, tomorrow evening, if you will come in the evening, tomorrow we were supposed to have a couple of outreaches tomorrow, but I cancelled off just because of two reasons. One was that I wanted to take a day of rest before we come into Sunday. The second reason was this year ending, that is going to be the last day of our intercession for this year. So maybe you have now turned up for intercession the whole year. But you can come tomorrow and feel good. So tomorrow is the intercession day, and I want to pray a blessing upon intercession ministry. All through this year, when things were going, every outreach that we had, I just know it was the intercessors back praying in different places. There were people praying in Mangalore, there were people praying in Cochin, people in different places praying, crying before the presence of God. The ministry of intercession, who are senders, who are goes. I want to take some time tomorrow just pray. Fresh anointing upon them, and spend time with them in the evening. So if you are there tomorrow evening, be there for intercession. We are at 6 o'clock in the evening. Amen?
Amen.
Shall you stand up?
May you keep them, Lord, as apple of your eye and the shadow of your face. Lord, as we meet together again to worship, may your presence rest upon our lives. And Lord, we ask you one thing. Come, Lord Jesus. Come, Jesus, to take for yourself the glorious church of your head. Come, Jesus, come. So may the Lord bless us, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Okay, someone wish them a shalom. Hallelujah. God bless you. We meet on. How many of you need to fast and pray this week? Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.